Special meeting, January 9th, 2000.
Let's pray. Graciously, Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight asking forgiveness of all of our merciful sins. We ask you, dear Lord, to bless all of the officials that are in Washington, that they might do a better job for us and for the rest of the world. We ask you, dear Lord, to bless the ones in Tallahassee. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to bless us that we'll make the right decisions and a proper decision and a united decision. Graciously, Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless all the sick and bless those who are less fortunate than we are, that doesn't have food, that has many, many needs. Lord, we ask you to lead us and guide us all the way through this meeting and help us in our journey toward you. And let us take this meeting and use it as a blessing to you. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Consider the negotiated hiring agreement for new county administrator Ted Lakey as agenda by Chairman Fiegel. Conrad and I met and we got in touch with Mr. Lakey, and I'm going to let you, Conrad, if you will, if you want to tell them what all we did.
Okay. It was Friday late afternoon that we met. Steve was with us, and I appreciate you being with us, Steve. And we called Mr. Lakey, and he agreed to be on speakerphone. I told him first that we had him on speakerphone, and he agreed to it. I will tell you this, that he had a copy of the latest contract that we had with Dustin, so he was familiar with that contract. And that's public record. He had the right to do that. I also had Dustin's first contract. So to start off with, him having the benefit of that, he knew what y'all or your predecessors had done with regard to the contract, the last contract that you had with Dustin. So that put me at a little bit of a disadvantage because he knew what the salary was and so forth and so on. So we talked to him about it, and a lot of these things he agreed to that were in Dustin's contract that are good for us and good for him. Now, we offered him at that particular point in time $85,000 a year. He didn't take it. And I had another conversation with him over the telephone, and specifically we were talking about salary, and he said, well, you know, I've got 12 years as a county administrator. I think I ought to make more than what Dustin said. I said, well, we ain't going to pay you more than that. That won't what we paid Dustin. It's just not going to happen. And I said, well, the most I got is $87,500. And he said, well, I want 90. I said, well, I don't know whether I can get you 90 or not. And I talked with our chairperson, and she said that she wanted to hook him. And I said, well, I'll hook him. I'll get him. And so I called him back, and we talked a little bit long, and I said, well, I'll tell you what we can do. We'll offer you 88. And he hemmed and hawed around. I still want 90. And then I just said, you're going to take 88, aren't you? He said, yeah. So I got 88. Which I was proud of, you know. I was proud of that. But again, at the end of that first year, we'll talk about increase. And it should be talked about increase if he does the job. Just because we talk about increase doesn't mean that we're going to increase, that y'all are going to increase it. Now, one thing that he did, that I did cave on, is giving him money to move on. You'll see that there's $4,000. I told him, I said, well, get an estimate on that. Let me know. And he says he got an estimate from two men in a truck for 38. So I said 4,000 on that. He, like I said, he had the benefit of the contract with regard to the life insurance. I was hoping, and I remembered that I think it was a package, you know, a group policy. So it wouldn't be like you're going out individually and getting a contract for a man of his age, because it gets very expensive when we get older, as everyone here probably knows. You know, if you're
30, yourself.
Pardon?
You're the only old one here.
Look in the mirror, Frank. Anyway, you know, if you're 35 years old and you don't smoke, you can get, you know, term insurance very, very cheaply, but not at his age. He also wanted to make sure that I didn't ask him, but he told me he has two children, which I'll surmise because you saw him out there. He's got a 14-year-old and an 11-year-old. And so he was wanting them to be covered with health and dental and vision. And I said, well, that'll be fine. I'm part of the group, you know, as a practical matter. The other points are, of course, that he would follow. You know, we put all of the information in on what a county administrator does. And, of course, you'll see that we pay for the professional dues, subscription expenses for Dustin. Those are things that I think are probably worth it, in that Dustin was pretty up on the new things that county administrators were doing. We found some new information, which reminds me, I wanted to tell you that I sent Steve and Honorable Annie Mae Murphy a thing. Y'all haven't mentioned it, but you know, and you might want to see it if you get the chance, that there may be some issues about passing some ordinance with regard to the dispensaries of medical marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Probably don't want one on every street corner, and I don't know whether the city of Perry is involved on that or not, but that's one thing that it's a big issue now all around the counties and also the cities. Also, there's you know, we pay for his bond, and also as long as if he does something wrong, he's covered under 768.20. We're not going to waive anything under 768.28. 768 is our sovereign immunity statute. And if he commits a felony, we'll take care of that when that happens. I don't think he will. He seemed extremely interested and excited about coming to Perry. Now, the contract is for 2 years. I really didn't think it was fair. He wanted 3 years. I wasn't willing to go 3 years unless y'all told me to. I said, well, I'll split the difference with you. I'll go 2 years. And the reason why I was willing to say, okay, 2 years, and Ms. Steele was also willing to go 2 years, is because, you know, moving all the way over here, putting children in school, and they only have a year contract. But, of course, again, there are the termination clauses that that are appropriate on this, and the list of time and the notices that you give. I talked to him on the telephone this afternoon, and I told him, I said, I need you to go sign this and get it notarized, and he was going to go do that. He may have emailed it to me this afternoon, but as y'all know, I don't sit and look at them. A monitor. My secretaries do, and then they print those things out for me. So they have a bad habit of leaving at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. somehow I can't stop them from doing that, you know, so they leave at 5 o'clock. I tell you this, I did this contract over the weekend. I did it in a hurry, because the sooner we get the contract, the sooner that he gets over here and the sooner he takes the job. And he said, well, when do you want me to come to work? I said, well, you know, tomorrow. And I said, well, 2 weeks. And he said, 3 weeks. He wants 3 weeks. So I was afraid he was going to want a month, and I wasn't willing to give that either, because y'all need to have somebody over here as soon as you can. And that's about the name of the negotiations. They were very cordial negotiations. Like I said, I think he's excited about coming here. And the thing about it is, when I talked to him about it, Jackson, the difference between Jackson and Taylor County are pretty, there's a lot of differences. They have 50,000 people there, but they don't have the coastline that we have. But 50,000 versus 22 or 23 of what we have that are on the census, I think we got more than that that aren't counted, but you know, that's a big difference. So it's a different job. But again, it has all the same issues. We all have to deal with those folks in Tallahassee that we know and love up there. So that's about it.
Okay. Yes.
Conrad, I want to thank you and Commissioner Beagle for working hard. And I think this is a good contract. It's the same one basically that Dustin had.
With a little bit of variation.
A little bit of variation. You did a great job. I read through it one time.
What I did, y'all, was I took his first contract and the second contract, and I meshed them. I also sent him, you know, he asked for a copy of the first contract, and I sent that to him because I was meshing him, and when he was saying, well, that's not what's in, I said, I'm meshing him because you're brand new. His first name is Ted Lakey.
Did he ask for any temporary housing money?
Did not.
Dare I bring it up? Since
no, sir, I did not bring it up because we were giving him money to get over here.
Yeah, right.
Which I talked to some other folks about that. That's unique now. People don't pay moving expenses like they used to. They used to do it a lot, but they don't do it as much as they do now. But again, you know, I just didn't want to agree to $90,000. I just didn't want to agree to that.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Commissioner Moody had his hand up.
I'm sorry.
I just had a couple of questions. Did you talk to him about it? Does he own a home over there? Or is he renting?
He said that, you know, there's a thing that in there, this is a question he had, it's a good question. He asked about outside businesses and so forth. And he and his wife would have an LLC where they own a house and they rent it. And I said, don't worry about that. So I think there is property that he owns over in Jackson County.
Right, in other words, probably owns one in Jackson County, but where he's at over there now, he's just renting.
No. What I said was, sir, he and his wife own a house. They probably own two. It's probably two. I don't know that. I didn't get to him. But he was wanting to say, is this going to cause a problem with the thing about, there's, you know, you're not supposed to have any outside business. Well, I said, you know, owning a house and renting it, I wasn't worried about that. But, you know, if he was selling supplies to the county, then I would worry about that, you know, because that would be a basic conflict.
That's no big issue, him renting a house.
No, sir. Yeah. No, sir. Well, now what he's going to find, and I'm in the rental business, I rent houses out. What he's going to find is he's going to have a little bit of a problem finding what he wants, I'm sure. But that's just the way it is. That's the way we are.
I did some checking. I might have one for you. But, Commissioner Russell?
I would think we might mention to him he'd buy Dustin Hinkle's house. Seriously, I mean, I would help Dustin. I like Dustin.
I spoke to Dustin and asked him, was his house for sale or rent? And he said that it was for sale, but he might rent to the right person. So, and I dropped it at that.
It was big enough.
Good rent, good rent to own.
But anyway, go ahead, Commissioner Russell.
On 4B.
What page is that?
On page 5 of 10.
5 of 10, okay.
Does this mean that he doesn't get a pay raise until 2019?
No.
I mean, that's the way it reads.
Well, if you read A, it's at the end of the first year on A, there's an increase. And then this, in addition, he agrees beginning on May 15th, 2019 to an amount equal to the average pay and salary. So
okay, so he wants a pay raise the first year, and then it goes to 2019.
Yes, sir. And that's one of the things that Dustin had. And I told him, you know, I said, that you might want to agree with that, Mr. Lakey, because that's a deal for you.
I got one more question.
Yes, sir.
The 200 hours that we talked about earlier, you said wait at 7 o'clock. 7A on page 16.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he gets 200 hours vacation 5 weeks when he first gets here?
Well, it would be extremely foolish for him to take it right away.
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah, he does. It's 200 weeks.
So he gets
200 hours.
He gets 5 weeks a year on his ever annual instruction.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in many negotiations, and I think you guys did an excellent job. And I really think you got him cheap, to be honest with you about it.
Well, I'll tell you what he wanted.
And the contract's good.
Yeah, he wanted 92.5. That's what he wanted.
I probably would have voted yes for 92.5. I know. I mean, but I just consider his 12-year experience as wonderful.
Oh, I think so too, but it was just me. It was me. I mean, like I told your chairperson, she said, "How you? You might lose." I said, "I'm not going to lose him."
Are you a Republican?
No, sir. No, sir.
You're just a conservative, right?
I am a liberal as far as it goes with regards to social issues. I really am. With regard to financial issues, fiscal issues, I'm conservative.
That's good.
In other words, I'm an old line.
Madam Chairman, the three of you did an excellent job.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
Commissioner Dent, do you have anything?
No, ma'am. But no doubt in my mind, you can start.
Oh, okay. If everybody's through, I'll give you a motion to execute the contract.
Okay. Are you through? Anybody else have anything else to say?
Right.
Madam Chairman, you had to say anything. Are you through?
I told Mr. Bishop, I said, you know, don't lose this guy. So whatever we have to do.
He was an excellent interviewer.
Right. Let's not lose him. And so, you know, I think we got him at a good.
Oh, I need to say one other thing.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. May I?
Go ahead.
He asked about the the administrator's assistant or the assistant administrator. He said he'd never had one before, and I said, "Well, this contract doesn't provide for that." If that, you know, that's all I said. We didn't put that in this contract, so.
That's worth $30,000.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all are going to do about that.
Director of Services.
But you might kind of wait and see how he does at start. You know, I don't
He's
know what.
He's got hands in hell. We're tied one hand behind him.
We're not. You know, y'all aren't by any stretch of the imagination. But what hit me was the problem that he had over yonder.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to push anything at that point, you know, because I was reeling them in and I had my orders from the chairperson.
after we take care of the motion in a second, I got one more thing connected to this that I want to talk about.
Well, go ahead.
All right. Once he gets here in 3 weeks with no assistant, he's probably still going to need Steve's help. If Steve can stay there a little while until he feels comfortable, would the board have any objection to that?
No. I don't.
No. I don't. The only thing I would think, he needs to get somebody in place if he got sick. And he needs to start training somebody if he went on that 5 week vacation he's got coming. He's going to take that long and long.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to need to get somebody in.
I think he'll sense it when he gets here.
Yeah, well, go ahead.
If he isn't as intelligent as I think he is, he ain't going to take 5 weeks off at once.
I know that, but yeah. What I'm saying is, it'll take a week along and along, you know, and he's going to need somebody to cover for him.
Well, you know, I've talked a lot about that position and my feelings of what I think that it should be, but I think we have to be very careful considering this issue, obviously, that he had with that previous. But, and I'm not trying to undermine or underscore that position of the county administrator. My only thoughts is that it would enhance them to have somebody that could take some of their smaller departments, and that would give them more time to take care of some other issues that we've had all this time. And so I just want it clear that my stand on that is not to undermine him or, you know, it's just to help him. But yeah, I mean, I'm very happy to have him. I think he stood out above everybody else. I feel real good about him, and if he turns out to be like I think he's going to be, then in a year, then you know, we can make his salary right. And I think by the time a year comes, that's going to be 2018. And then Commissioner Russell pointed out that he won't get a raise until 2019. That's just one more year past that. So I mean, it's right on track. I don't think he's going to miss anything.
He'll get one.
So I'm very pleased.
Yeah. Madam Chair. Just to point out, if you remember, whenever our board meeting, and maybe in January or December, we had on the agenda to discuss about making that position appointed. So that's probably where he was inquiring about that, because that was on the agenda, and then we dropped it.
Oh yeah,
didn't discuss it, but
I'm not sure where he goes.
I'm sure that's
exactly
where he
got.
Madam Chairman?
Yes.
I believe it was you, if my memory leads me right. You said we needed to have a workshop to discuss some of these positions that we have presently. I think there's accommodations in some positions that eliminate some and put duties and responsibility on someone else. I think it saved the county a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And I think we ought to do an evaluation of all of this stuff. And then come up with a soup. Don't take any services away, but come up with an idea that we can maintain the services that we got with less people. Because it's going to come to the point where one day, I remember Commissioner Page saying this, I don't want to vote for an increase in tax. But it's that, or you're going to be shut down. So we can't continue to hire and hire and hire. And it just doesn't work that way. I also, if you ever have a workshop, I'd like to have Mr. Lackey here and let him start to work on that gas tax. I know that sounds terrible, but we need the money in the fire department. We need the money in the road department. We need the money in the canals. We need the money everywhere. And that money can be divided and used. Dustin said it best one night. We can divide that money and conquer whatever we have to do. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I'm not for cutting staff.
I
don't want to cut staff, but I think that we can streamline a lot of things. And where we do have departments that are short, that would maybe cross-train or you know, I'm all for cross-training. I don't want to cut staff, but I do want to streamline. And I know some opportunities where we can streamline some things and make more efficient.
understand.
Operation.
I do too.
Yeah. Okay. Any more discussion? And then I'll take your motion.
I move that we hire the man with the contract here and ask him to come to work in 3 weeks, I guess.
And I'll second that motion.
Okay. Motion by Commissioner Russell, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good. I'm happy.
Just for the board's information, can I just give information? It's not on the agenda, nothing.
Sure, you can get it. Just
I had a meeting today.
We can't. Y'all can't vote on it, but you can.
Vote. I don't vote on anything. Had a meeting today, and they got federal money to build Florida Greenways and Trail Foundation. Got federal money, and they're trying to run the new trail that's running up here on the north end of the county. They're trying to run it through Skehatchee, back around through Tide Swamp, all the way down through Ecopena, and out through there. And the man thinks that they'll start on it this year. And I don't know if you know that or not, but I just thought maybe you did. But
yeah, we've talked about it.
We talked about it, but the money was appropriate.
Yeah.
It is appropriate.
Green trail, what does that mean?
Greenways and trails.
Walking trail.
You can run if you want to. Where's your dip?
Yeah, folks.
I'll be you.
I'm a walk.
Anything else, Commissioner Russell?
No, I'm sorry.
Commissioner Moody, you have anything? Do you have anything?
No.
Page?
Yeah.
Debs, Conrad?
I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
$88,000 all the money. With the package he getting, work 11 months, he get months of vacation pay. That ain't bad.
Five weeks,
that's $200 out. You know, to get insurance. Hey, what is that?
It's a good package.
And especially if you're not employed now. If you're employed, you know, and you're competing against somebody, that's how it makes a difference.
Well, I call that a win-win. It's a win-win. Steve, you have anything?
No, ma'am.
Marty?
No,
ma'am. Okay, well, yeah, I think, thank you, Conrad, for all that you did to help us get this person. He willed the deal, I'm telling you. I got your number now. good job.
You can ask the newspaper if you want anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Okay.
I can keep adjourned.
Got a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say aye.
Aye.
Motion
carries. No.
So motion carries. Yeah. Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming.
Would you call him?
Sure.
And tell him I'm sorry, I got a meeting. I think you might have that
big of years ago. The 1:30 meeting with Chet Thompson. I have that meeting. The 1:30 meeting. Okay.
I was supposed to be at 9 o'clock.
I'll tell him. Sure.
So that's when Jack's board decided about it.